Okay, so this meeting is being recorded. This is the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors special meeting on the 16th of December 2020. Roll call, Ian Owen Powell, I am present. Patrick Richardson.
Present.
Todd Weasler.
Present.
And Ray Willis.
Present.
Henry is absent, excused. He got stuck in another long running meeting. And Chief Durr asked to be absent. So he's absent, excused. We do have board quorum. So I'm going to call this meeting to order at 19:03. I'm going to make a motion to approve the meeting agenda. I think I posted it. I didn't email it out to you. The only item of business in this meeting is a motion to repeal the healthcare motion from the December 9th meeting and discuss that. Do I get a second to approve that meeting agenda?
Second.
Todd?
Aye.
And Ray?
Yes.
Thank you. I do not believe we have any members of the public on the meeting this evening. If there are and anybody would like to make a comment, please do so now. Okay. So as I said, the only item on this was to repeal the motion that we made in the December the 9th meeting regarding the healthcare and our attempt to make it more equitable. And to put some context into that for the meeting record, in retrospect and thinking about it over the weekend, I wrote you all an email where, first of all, in the motion, we put no cap on the contribution that the department could make, although we discussed that, which was a problem. And then also thinking further about the complexities of healthcare provision and trying to make it equitable. I believe we need to put a lot more thought into this. That conversation got very complex, very fast. And I think we're going to be rushing into trying to fix something if we continue with that motion or try and continue to flesh out that motion in any way. Any comments from anybody else?
I understand. You know, I certainly don't understand all the complexity of healthcare. I don't know that really anybody does, but my two greatest concerns are obviously the out-of-pocket expenses that the taxpayers are burdening right now, and the inequity that I'm seeing with the employees, and that really caused me a tremendous amount of concern, both those topics. And I want to have some sort of resolution, not necessarily tonight, but I personally need some sort of good answer to this, because I don't like what's going on.
Okay, I understand that. And I think our intention was to get a good answer. But I just think it needs a lot more work to do that. And I don't disagree in the trying to make it a more equitable a way that it works. I also would like to look deeper at the plan and the plan options and try and figure out if there's a, another way for us to provide healthcare that's equally as good, but isn't such a burden on the taxpayers.
I was just going to add that with all the unplanned events that did come up in last year, in the last year, since we had the new board, I think that that derailed a lot of the intended work that we, that you wanted to push us to do, Ian, in regards to actually trying to find a better way to pay for healthcare and to have a better plan in place. Now, if we go into the next year and everybody that is covered under the present plan is aware of what we want to do, you know, without knowing the details around that yet, but aware of the fact that we want to be a plan that's equitable. We want a plan that aligns with typical practice, you know, in regards to companies covering their employees. Mm-hmm. And that gives people time to plan throughout the year. What am I going to do next year when this healthcare plan changes?
Yeah.
And then also, I think it gives us a chance to maybe instead of just looking at one insurance broker, maybe we could pull in, you know, another insurance broker to see if they can come up with something better. But it just gives us a little more time to look into this, and it gives also the employees covered under the plan more time to get their options in place as well. So I just wanted to add that.
I agree with you. I think the lesson learned, certainly for me, from thinking about what we spoke about last week, is there's a not just the complexity of healthcare, there's also the complexity of how we deliver that to our employees, and ensuring that we're getting that right as well. And I think we tried to rush that, if I'm honest. And yes, I would like to have had that conversation much earlier in the year, but we did not have the time. Okay. Ray, do you have anything to add?
No, that's pretty much my thoughts as well.
Yeah.
That we need maybe talk to a couple different brokers,
mm-hmm.
and have stuff actually laid out in front of us so we can see it rather than trying to pull numbers from our butt.
Indeed.
No, so, I mean, I agree. We table this for this year, or we repeal, we table, and we start much earlier next year,
yeah.
and try to get what's sensible for everybody.
Okay, so it sounds like we're all in agreement then, so I will make the motion that we repeal the healthcare motion from the December 9th meeting, which was worded, one second, to change the healthcare provision to 100% for employee under the same platinum plan and 67 contribution towards dependents. So we will repeal that and revisit how we're going to provide healthcare to our employees through next year. Sorry, during next year.
Can you add detail to that, Ian? In other words, if we repeal this, then that what that means is we're essentially handling the healthcare for the district or for the employees of the Netherton Fire Protection District in the same way it was handled the previous year. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
I think we'll have to let the one member know that had the dependent. I don't know if he was aware of the last board meeting and, you know, that what we agreed on and made a motion on is no longer going to stand, where he may potentially has, 67% of his his dependents care paid for.
So I had made no communication about that motion because I started thinking about it on Thursday and was considering it. So I will send an email out straight after this meeting that clears that up, because the Mountaineer will have an article in it that details what we spoke about. That's 67%. So, I'll make sure that's communicated this evening.
Yeah.
Cool. So remind me, Ian, did you just make a motion?
I did. Hang on, I might revise that motion so that it... Just based on what you said, Todd, I'm just going to change the wording so we get it right this time.
Okay.
So the wording I have for the motion now would be a motion to repeal the healthcare motion from the December the 9th board meeting and provide healthcare to district employees in 2021 as the same manner as 2020.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Todd?
Yes, aye.
And Patrick?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Sorry about the confusion and the complexity. Like I said, it's a lesson learned about trying to make decisions quickly about super complex issues.
We're trying to do our best.
Yeah, I would definitely like to revisit this early next year and start having some outreach and finding out some different options for the healthcare. I think they are out there, but we need to understand them properly before we make a decision. And ideally, involve the employees in those plans. To ensure that, you know, they're getting what they need to. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other comments?
Do you have an idea what the timeline might be? How soon we can start?
I think we can start outreach beginning of the year. I mean, obviously, the beginning of the year, we have a few statutory things we have to do, but I'd say February we can start doing some outreach and start talking to different providers. Certainly, usually based on, it would be based on the 2021 plans, but it gives a better understanding of what we're looking at. The one of the complexities of healthcare is the open enrollment periods that are different for different healthcare plans. And that makes it complicated. A lot of the times the health insurance companies don't want to talk about their plans until later in the year when they've got a better idea of how much it's going to cost. It's one of those things that you need to start, or we need to start making some outreach pretty early in the year. Otherwise, we end up in the same position again, and that's not good for anybody.
Yeah, I would like to start that sooner than later, and along with that, I would like to see our CPS, our provider, actually do a third-party salary survey of like-sized departments providing like services with same call volume.
Okay. I think that's certainly something we should do.
And that would certainly include benefits as part of their compensation. What are the other departments providing? Who are they using? We might learn some valuable information from going through that exercise.
Yeah. I think you have a good point there.
I was going to say, my general feel is our department is probably one of the smallest that provides what we do with the level of staff that we have.
Yeah.
Most everybody else around us is going to be much larger, more staff, or no staff at all. Just pretty much volunteer.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting.
Go on, Patrick.
Yeah, it'd just be interesting to, look at places like Estes Park, maybe Clear Creek County. I think CPS could probably find like departments and calls for service. You know, there are departments that are running 400 or 500 calls, and they're still predominantly volunteer. So we have to look at all things here, and where is our budget, and can we continue to provide the services we're providing with the budget we have, and how do we afford to do that if we want to?
Right.
And have we outgrown ourselves? And these are all questions, serious questions, because our pot of money is not getting any bigger. But our demand on that finite budget certainly is getting bigger. So we have stations that are going to need refurbishment or repair. We have an aging fleet that is basically dying on the apparatus floor, and we have no money to repair it. But, a staff without apparatus training and equipment is not a fire department.
Mm-hmm.
No, them are valid points.
Yeah, those are definitely points to take forward into, I think, January. We should discuss all of these things and start laying out a plan for our year next year. I don't want to get too far off the track of this meeting. Definitely those are all valid points that you're making. Okay, if we're all done on motion and discussion, again, if there's any public on the call that would like to comment, feel free to do so now. Looks like it's just us on the call. I believe we kind of just covered any other business a little bit there with your comments, Patrick. We'll take those into January. Just remind me, and I'll agenda them.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, our next regular meeting is January the 6th, 2021 at 7 p.m. I genuinely and pleasantly hope to not talk to any of you until then, certainly about fire department. I'm happy to talk about anything else.
Sounds good.
I made the motion to adjourn the meeting at 19:21.
Second.
And I'll provide my yes.
And then Ray?
Yes.
Thank you. Again, thank you for your time again tonight, guys. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your thoughts on how we try and move forward with all of these things. So have a good evening.
And everybody have a really good holiday. But I don't talk to you before then.
Absolutely. Enjoy and be safe.
Yep, indeed.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Good night.
Bye-bye.